one by one, hoping to appease him, and he will be in a good frame of mind when he meets Jacob with his family. We don't really have record too clearly of how that went and as Esau met those droves that were before. But in the beginning of chapter 33, we have Jacob lifting up his eyes and he sees Esau coming. And the time is here to meet. Jacob puts in verse 2, the handmaids and the children foremost, Leah and her children after, Rachel and Joseph, the wife that he loved the most, and Joseph is named here, hindermost, they're the last ones to meet. And now verse 4, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he, Esau, lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are those with thee?" And he said, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." What inspired Jacob to give this answer to this question? Why did he not simply say, "Oh, that's the family"? Jacob had a right perspective of those that were in his care. And when Esau asked the question, "Who are these?" wanting to know, these were not part of Jacob's life the last time he saw him. "Who do you have with you?" It was the children that God had graciously given his servant. Now also, turn over to chapter 48. We have Jacob again in focus. This time he asks the question. I'd like to read a few verses here. Let's begin at verse 1 in chapter 48. Jacob has come to Egypt to see Joseph. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, "God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said unto me, 'Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem." And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" And Joseph said unto his father, "They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place." And he said, "Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them." We'll stop there. The story continues, a beautiful scene of Israel, Jacob, blessing Joseph's sons. And God was at work here. The younger son received the greater blessing. Who are these? Who are those with thee? The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Is there significance in the answer that they gave here? I believe there is much significance. I asked earlier, who are the children that we are responsible for in our schools? The answer is clear. God gives the children. They are his. He entrusts them into our care. And it is our responsibility to care for them. Most of us are here as parents this morning. with our own flesh and blood that we are responsible for. This answer is accurate for that. The children in our homes have been given to us by God. We're also here in a broader perspective as schools, as churches. And I believe we should consider those children that gather on our benches on Sunday morning in the same way. The children that God hath graciously given our congregation, the church. And as the church, we take responsibility in providing a school, a safe place for them to learn, for them to learn the lessons of life and grow up in the fear of God. Just a few evaluations from the answer that was given here. God gives the children. Another verse, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. We recognize the process of procreation, but we cannot escape the fact that it is the work of God in children coming into this world. It is his marvelous design, and it happens in his perfect timing. Curiously wrought, we read in Psalm 139. God forms them as he wills. It's a beautiful thought to consider. The children that come into the world have been formed by the fingers of God, and their talents, their characteristics, their, we call them handicaps sometimes, it's all according to his plan and his forming. God places those children into our midst. Secondly, we are responsible before God for those who he entrusts into our care. And then thirdly, building on that, this perspective will affect how we work with these children in our care. These children will feel, I believe, when we have this perspective. I am in this home because God has placed me here. God gave me to my parents. The children will have that feeling, I believe. And as we think of the school, God has placed me in this environment as school administration. As we have that perspective, the children will feel it. I wondered, as I considered these two passages, did Joseph hear, we don't know his age exactly, I don't believe, in the chapter 33, but was he old enough to hear his father's answer to Esau? I think maybe he was. And I wonder if it stuck with him through his life. And did that influence his perspective here when Jacob asked him, who do you have with you? It's the sons that God gave me. This perspective will help us realize we have only a few short years of time to prepare these children for eternity. It is our responsibility to prepare them for eternity. And this perspective will help us evaluate those influences at our school. It will guide us in choosing teachers. These children God gave to us, we're responsible to bring them up for him. Which teacher will we put at the front of the classroom? Which curriculum? Which books will we put in their desks? What other influences will we allow? This perspective will help us to see the potential in each of them, regardless of the challenges. When we sit at board meetings and decide or discuss if a certain child should pass, the grades are just poor. What is our perspective? This is a bother to need to be discussing this, or this child has come to us with his peculiar characteristics, and we will do our best to help him as he is, as we sit there and discuss ongoing discipline issues in the school. The children that God hath graciously given. If there is need for a special ed teacher, and the labor that goes into that, the children which God hath graciously given. I think this perspective will help us to continue to refuse the help of the government in running our school. Whose are they? They're not the government's. They are ours to raise for God's glory. And we want to have the privilege to teach them and train them according to our conscience and not the direction of the government. Teach them according to the principles of God's word. We don't know how long these privileges will last. We praise God that we can freely, yet today. Will this continue easily? We don't know. But God, help us to maintain that priority in our lives, that we will run our own schools. Whose are these with you? May our school administration be such, our goals there be such, that when we stand before the judge of all the earth someday, however that will all will be, standing there with the ones that we were responsible for, may we be able to say, the children that you have given us, and we've endeavored to raise them for your glory. May this day help us to that end. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you for the privilege to have gathered here today in the interest of the school with the fellow laborers in your kingdom. Lord, help us to keep our focus right, the responsibility you have given us in entrusting little ones into our care. Lord, bless each of them today as they gather for school today. We pray for safety for them. And we pray that the schools could be such that they could leave those doors prepared for service. Direct in this day, bless each of the speakers with inspiration and wisdom. And we pray that your Spirit would guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.